Let's go back a little bit to the zero. Did I say it wrong? It's not zero. It's not zero.
Not like, zero.
Not zero, zero. 1, 2, 3. Say it again.
Zeroscape.
Spell that.
X-E-R-I.
See? Okay. It's not. And most people say, just like I say, Zeroscape. It's not that.
Right.
So, and that means basically where you see the rocks and the different things. And you can see two ways. Let me just tell you, you walk by and you see somebody who's got a dump truck and they piled a bunch of rocks in their yard.
Mm.
Which looks just like what it said.
Right.
The other way is the way I think you were talking about. They have the pretty cactuses and the different ones and some different things, and they really, it looks attractive.
Absolutely. And it's not just rock. I've seen xeriscape landscapes that have very little rock, if any, at all. They may have some borders with rocks.
No, what else would they have?
But they'll have trails through there, and they'll have different islands throughout their landscape. And they'll have drip irrigation throughout all of that. And again, excellent way to conserve water if it's watered appropriately.
And I've got to tell a story, and you'll appreciate this. Because you're from Miles, like,
right.
Living on the ranch at Sonora. I'm a kid, and we had, at that time we lived at Loakey, not too far from where you were.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, we probably might even know each other a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
And but my granddad would always call from the Sonora ranch, and he'd say, And we had a horrible phone back then. You know, it was actually like a mobile type phone because you're getting service out there. And I'm a kid. I'm listening to him talk. Man, why are they talking? And I'm in like third grade. Going, why are they talking about rain all the time? I mean, that's all they talk about is, did we get any rain? Did we get any rain? And finally, my dad explained it to me. He said, well, boy, let me explain it to you. If we get rain, Mama gets a new car. If we don't get any rain, Mama don't get anything. He goes, do you understand now? So he put it in perspective, because you get rain, there's grass.
That's right.
Cows get to eat. If they don't have grass, we got to go buy feed. We can't buy anything else.
That's right.
So kind of taking that from an agricultural background, same thing kind of in our houses here too. We get rain, we don't have to water and have a big water bills. But in West Texas, we got to pray for rain, and we got to conserve water.
Yeah, and it's just, again, about monitoring. And monitoring rainfall, monitoring the time that you need to spend on irrigation and the amount of irrigation that you're going to put out. Again, and I try to tell this to our staff as well with the city, we're primarily trying to sustain our landscapes. We're not trying to grow. We don't need the aesthetics to be perfect, although we like them to be. But during the heat of the summer, the middle of summer, we're primarily just trying to sustain things, keep them alive. We get a lot of use in our parks, and we need that turf cover for safety reasons,
yes,
for kids and others to use and play on. And so, again, when we're trying to do that, we're trying to sustain what we have. We're not trying to grow or unless we're trying to recover from injury to the turf or open areas. Again, we're just trying to keep things alive.
Okay. And common sense, but you had mentioned in here, we talked earlier about wind. If it's real windy, that would be a dumb day to be watering.
Right, exactly, because your uniform distribution would be terrible during that time for your system. And so, again, trying to pick those times, those days when you have calm. A lot of people like to water during the morning hours. It's usually a little bit calmer. They usually have pretty good water pressure during that time. And so that's usually the case. With our parks, unfortunately, we have to water during the night because we have so many zones per location. I couldn't get everything covered before noon. In fact, we try to get everything covered before 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning because, again, evaporation starts getting much higher as you get later into that morning and into the afternoon. And that's why there's an ordinance in place for not watering between noon and 6. Evaporation is so high at that point. So the only time you'd want to irrigate during that time is if you're trying to establish something. If you sod, if you seed, if you plant, and you can go to the city and get a variance. It's a 28-day variance for you to be able to water during the noon to 6 hour just to get those plants established, and then you're back to the ordinance, which states 1 inch per week, no watering between noon and 6.
Okay, how many days again?
I believe it's a 28-day variance.
Okay, so if you're putting in a brand new yard,
right,
or took out your old or a new house, whatever you have, so that works out good, and that should give you time to get the roots established,
yes,
and go into where you can then go back to the regular.
Correct, and during that time, it's appropriate to water during the day because, let's say you're going to sod something, okay? You need to keep the canopy of that turf moist and keep it cool as it's trying to root down. So it usually takes 2 or 3 days for it to start pegging into that soil. Well, it has no water. So if you let it dry out, it's going to die. And so you have to keep it a little bit moist. So, you know, what I call syringing, we'll go in and just turn the system on maybe for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, depending on the system, just to get a couple of revolutions, just to keep it cool during that heat of the day. And then hopefully you have good moisture in the soil so that when it starts to root, it can start pulling its water from the soil like it should. And then you can start backing off of that afternoon watering and just go to nighttime just to keep it moist so that it can continue to root in real well. Same goes for other plants too.
Wow. Well, okay. What about trees? What about especially established trees or new trees, either one?
Yeah. Normally we would suggest planting trees during the cooler months. So, you know, October, November, December, you know, all the way through up until about March. Once we start getting into the heat of the summer, late spring, summertime, we usually, in the Parks Department, we usually back off. It's only on an as-needed basis in terms of planting. Pruning's the same way. We usually do it during the cool months, the winter months, things of that nature. And planting those trees are the same way. You want to have moisture. A lot of times I would recommend is dig the hole, put some water in that hole, and let it soak in. And then go in maybe a day or two later and plant into that hole.
That makes sense.
And use the same soil that you pull out. Don't add a ton of compost and a bunch of other things that are not natural, because that tree is trying to conform and get used to that site. It needs that native soil that you pulled out of the hole to put right back.
See, I've never heard anybody say it, but that makes a lot of sense. If you did that, because I've never seen anybody even do it, but you see people come plant a tree, they dig a hole, they put it in there, boom. But you think about it, if you did just what Roger said, you dig your hole, even a couple of days, and maybe you did and watered it for two or three, watered the hole full for 2 or 3 days. Think about how that would be, how much easier those roots would have to get in
Correct.
There.
And so we monitor that. If it's been really dry, we'll do that with the city when we're planting trees and such. If it's been a moist winter, then you can just plant right into it. You don't even have to add any water prior to.
Wow. Okay. And on established trees, watering them, do we need to add any water?
The same thing. You know, when I did my research, when I got my master's degree, I actually was doing some research on trees and water use. And something kind of surprised me a little bit. But the vast majority of the feeder roots on most trees, especially here in the Concho Valley, are in the upper 18 inches of soil. And so, you know, when you're watering your landscape, when you're watering your lawn, watering whatever you're watering, you need to try to get that, you know, we talked about that deep and infrequent. If you're watering near the surface, that's where that tree is going to get a lot of its water too, and its nutrients. So when you're fertilizing, same thing. You're not just fertilizing your lawn, you're also feeding that tree as well. And so keep that in mind as you're going through that process. But, you know, every once in a while, adding a little extra water on trees or around the root zone. And keep in mind, the root zone goes out to the edge of the canopy and sometimes 1.5 times the canopy radius.
I do know one exception to those trees. Mesquite. I don't think you can kill it if you try.
Yeah, it takes some different kind of chemicals to go after that one. That's for sure.
Roger, what a wealth of knowledge. Man, I really, really appreciate your time. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Hey, folks, we appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next week.